The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wrestling to the Max's 205 live review for April 25th, 2017. And of course, we are brought to you by W2Mnet.com. Also, don't forget to go subscribe to Wrestling to the Max. That's right. Give you all the great content, all the great reviews that you love, like Monday Night Raw, SmackDown Live, and NXT. I am Gary Vaughn. Of course, with me is Mr. Paul Leeser.
Heyo.
And, you know, Sean is actually doing the producing tonight, so he may pop on here and there if he wants to say something about what's going on with this episode. So don't worry. Your whole gang is here. It's just, you know, one of us is actually doing a few things on behind the scenes, so we'll be around. Paul, let's get this thing started. We've got some interesting stuff.
Yeah, let's fly right on in here to the opening matches. Rich Swann teams up with Akira Tozawa to take on Noam Dar and the Brian Kendrick. A really, really entertaining 7-minute opener here. They work sort of at a faster sprint pace that you see more commonly in these little short matches. And the thing I really enjoyed about everybody gets their piece here, right? Noam Dar and Rich Swann get some time to highlight what they got going on. Tozawa and Kendrick get some time. Tozawa looks phenomenal in all this. The crowd continues to sort of grow on him as every week here on 205. And he ends up getting the Shining Wizard on Noam Dar to get the victory, and then tells Brian Kendrick that, you really got to be careful on who you pick as a partner, because clearly you picked wrong, and well, I picked right. So that's the lesson for this evening, Brian Kendrick, and then sends it all home with some ha's.
Don't you love it? Every time I go home with a ha, it's always good. So I gotta start doing that on the ride home from work. Ha ha. No, seriously.
Poor Amanda.
Trust me, she will hate it. But no, you know, honestly, this is a great little fun match. It really was. And for all the reasons you just pointed out, Paul, everybody got theirs. It had all the storylines mixed in because of, you know, some of these guys are focusing on each other and just, you know, just doing their best, you know, doing their best job, really. I really felt like everybody gave, you know, pretty good of, you know, attention to detail, and it was almost 100%. I want to say this, once again, I mean, Tozawa on the mic, you know, he is great. He's doing a great job, you know, for, you know, having to, you know, of course, learn the English language and be more comfortable with it. I think he's getting his point across. I love this whole lesson number 1, 2, 3, and 4, you know. Tonight's was 4, so that was kind of fun. And then you got Brian Kendrick sitting there, and he just does an excellent job of selling the frustration and all that. So overall, I think this is a great complete package to start this show off. And I think, you know, it gave the crowd something to get behind, right? I mean, they were all really loving this.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. This continues to be one of the bright spots on 205 Live. Tozawa is so entertaining, not only in the ring, but on the microphone. He's very funny, actually. It might be because the accent sort of flubs some words for him here or there, but his inflection is very funny. So something I continue to look forward to.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny, too, because, you know, I think Noam Dar has that kind of a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, of course, you know, he speaks English, but, you know, it's just that his Scottish accent is so thick that sometimes when he brings across, it's just kind of like, it's kind of comical. And
right.
So I can't lie. I love him, too. So overall, I mean, once again, I mean, I'm loving these storylines. I really can't wait to get more stuff going on between Rich Swann and Noam Dar. I want to see more continuation of that. That's something else that they weren't heavy on that, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe next week we'll get that.
Yeah, we need to see Noam Dar take it up a step, seeing as he got dealt a pretty heavy blow by Rich Swann. So, Neville gets an interview and says that he's going to prove once again that Jack Gallagher doesn't belong in a ring with him, and that there is nobody on 205 Live except for maybe TJ Perkins who can even touch his level. Excuse me. And he hopes Austin Aries is watching, because what he's going to do to Gallagher tonight is going to be an example worth taking notes on. And then Drew Gulak comes out before the next match, and of course he's here to make 205 Live great again. He doesn't want anybody flying around the ring. He's on commentary for this match as Mustafa Ali takes on Tony Nese. Once again, another very enjoyable match. I love watching Mustafa Ali work every week. He's so fun to watch because they really let him fly around the ring. And that's sort of exemplified in his feud with Drew Gulak, because Gulak doesn't want to take away high flying, because that's what these guys are supposed to be. He wants to take away high flying and take away chances, because he's only thinking of everybody's health, right? And he's the good guy here, Gary. He's the one that wants to everybody to be happy and have a good time here on 205 Live and all that good stuff, and ends up getting involved in this match, maybe a little too much, as he runs in and pulls Tony Nese to the floor as Mustafa Ali looked like he was going up to the top rope to do something nasty, and this causes the DQ to allow Mustafa Ali to lose. And then Mustafa Ali's had enough of that, so he decides to fly over the top rope and take out both guys. And, you know, we get another tease with that Gulak-Nese relationship, but I really actually enjoyed Drew on commentary. I thought he was great.
Yeah, I think he did fine. I really do. And I think, you know, this whole gimmick that he's doing right now is really working for him. I think beforehand, we just knew Drew Gulak as a pretty good wrestler, a guy that was very technical, you know, a great submission wrestler at times. So that's all we knew about him, right? That's about it. Now he's got something you can kind of grasp onto, and he's kind of playing that, you know, in a way, a right-to-censor kind of thing. That's kind of cool that they kind of brought something like that back here. And, you know, once again, he's being very charismatic with it, which I really appreciate, and I think it's really getting him over. Even if the crowd hates him, they at least are paying attention to him, you know? So, you know, I think that's a great thing. The one thing that, you know, I want to say about this is that, you know, this match itself was just a lot of fun to watch. Hard not to love it when you've got a guy like Mustafa Ali, who is just, man, one of the best cruiserweights out there right now. I love him to death. And then, of course, you got one of my other favorites in Tony Nese. I mean, I think Tony Nese is the complete package, too. I'm one day he's going to be holding that cruiserweight title. Trust me. So this was a great match, you know, of course, you know, had it end the way it did. We all kind of get that, but still, they gave you a great little match here, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, outside of that, I mean, they did their job. Right. And one last thing also, Paul, I think you need to be careful with Drew Gulak, though, because they do not want to meet his best friend. Right? You know who his best friend is?
Who's his best friend, Gary?
Chris Nowinski. Just saying, I could see it now. Chris Nowinski's like managing him, saying, "Concussions, guys, watch out, concussions."
God. Maybe they should bring him in as be like his, you know, secretary of health or something like that. Like that'd be fun.
Yeah, just quoting stats on how many concussions people get, what happens, the bruising of the brain, saying why the NFL is evil, things like that, right?
You're talking must-see television right now, Gary. That's what you're doing.
They should hire me into that booking committee.
Right? I have to say, the Drew Gulak thing is like my favorite part of 205 Live every week. Whatever thing he's going to do with the no-fly zone sign. And I agree, the commentary was great. I like that he got a little bit from Mustafa Ali there, too. Just to... So it's not all about him just kind of walking, doing his thing, walking away. I really want to see where this goes. It's like the intriguing part of 205 Live. Where is this going? What are they going to do? You know, is this going to become something besides just Gulak sort of almost doing a Bad News Barrett sort of thing?
Right. And I mean, obviously he's got the whole politician thing going here. And I think the really interesting part of 205 Live right now is not only people sort of starting to find their stride, I think, across the board, but you have all these people sort of like pairing up and friendships taking form, and like there's, it feels like people are starting to connect with each other, and I think the crowd is sort of feeding off that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And you know what's so great about this, too? Just looking at the situation we're at now, right? There's so much actually being built that I think we're kind of eased into it. All these guys are starting to have these great characters, and they're starting to build on them. And you know, guys like Drew Gulak, who you wouldn't have not really cared about him coming out of that, you know, Cruiserweight tournament, right? You're just another guy, and that's what we felt like. The beginning of 205 Live was just a bunch of guys. Well, now they're a bunch of characters, and that's what's really fun, and it's a great situation. So, I mean, Sean, you brought up some great stuff right there, and I'm just looking forward to seeing where they go.
Yeah, I mean, talk about seeing where they go. We have this amazing main event to talk about as Neville and Jack Gallagher go one-on-one. Gallagher continues to be awesome in the ring. It's a real shame we don't get to hear him talk as much anymore, because obviously he's not really the focus of the division right now, but man, does he still have a place here. And Neville and him, they go out, they have an awesome 10-minute match. Neville looks absolutely vicious the entire time. Gallagher just won't go away. And Neville puts on maybe the meanest rings of Saturn I've ever seen to finally make Gallagher tap out here at the end. But I loved this match. And then afterwards, you have Neville goes to celebrate. He ends up attacking Gallagher, brings him out on the ramp, and puts him back in the rings of Saturn. Aries comes out to make the save, gets him in the front chancery, or last chancery. And then I was sort of sitting here waiting for TJP to come out, but they never do. Security pulls him off. Aries goes into the ring to celebrate a little bit, and these two lock up again on Sunday. And once again, I'm super looking forward to that match.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. And I think, you know, if they do half as good as they did at WrestleMania, I mean, it's going to be still a lot of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, what we got here with, you know, the situation between Neville and I'm already forgetting his name. Oh, my God. The British
Austin Aries?
No. Oh, my God, the British superstar we were just talking about.
Jack Gallagher.
Gallagher. I don't know why I had a brain fart the size of Alaska.
Gentlemen, anyway, remember people's names, Gary.
I know. That showed you how much of a slum I am. But anyway, you know, Gallagher and him just do such a great job together. I think that, you know, really they put on a good match here. It was a solid 10 minutes, like you said, Paul. Mm-hmm. And it leads you to thinking that, man, I mean, it won't be far along if Neville's still champion, Gallagher is going to be back in that hunt. Or if it's somebody else, it's going to be Gallagher still in that hunt, because he is proving every time he's in the ring with these top guys that he deserves to be there. And he's just super entertaining overall. So that's what I loved about this match. It didn't make Gallagher look bad at all, just, you know, to help Neville or help anybody else. And the end of this made all the sense in the world, right? You know, Neville's proving that, hey, you know, he doesn't care about you. All he cares about is being successful. And if that means injuring you, he's going to do it. And he was trying to do it to Gallagher until, you know, Austin Aries stepped in. So overall, you know, not a bad way to end the show. It leads you to Payback and, you know, does what it's supposed to do.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that closes out the show. So there you go. You know, once again, I mean, really honestly, Paul, from start to finish, really enjoyed this show. I mean, really, I don't think there was any moment of this show was just kind of like bored, you know, like, come on, let's move on. So they did an excellent job this week on 205 Live. And hopefully next week's just as good, you know, following Payback. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I think bell to bell, there's not a dull moment on this episode. Maybe this might have been one of the best hours of television WWE put on this week.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. Well, guys, we are done with 205 Live. We appreciate you joining us for this episode. Don't forget to come check us out on all our other review shows, plus our Wrestling to the Max episodes. We did part one on Monday, and we'll be doing part two on Thursday night. So come check them out. Of course, the next one will be available on Friday morning on the download for you guys. We'll be talking a lot Impact Wrestling. We'll be talking about some other great, you know, news that have been coming out this week in the world of wrestling and some other cool
Payback
stuff.
Payback preview.
Yeah, yep. Thank you. That's right. The Payback preview is coming up too. So, a full show look to look forward to. We hope you all come and join us. And, you know, once again, go check out W2Mnet.com. Also, don't forget to go subscribe to Wrestling to the Max. Until next time, guys, we are out of here. See you down the road.
Have a good one, guys.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.